Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Let's get back to the biggest story on the planet. Israel, Iran, and the United States of America. Former congressman, frequent guest of this show, Dean Phillips, is with us. Dean, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Saturday night, the United States of America carried out a mission, 125 aircraft, including the B-2 bombers, the Bunker Buster, and attacked three sites in Iran. Obviously, Iran and the United States, we can go back to what, 1979, death to America. We can go to the hostages. We can go to many examples of the Iranian government targeting, killing Americans. The perpetual battle between Iran and Israel. The decision by Israel a couple weeks before to attack Iran. We can go to Bibi Netanyahu. Dean, I was suggesting the first words out of his mouth were, let's end the nuclear program in Iran. He's been talking about his entire life. So when all the information is in, and when this comes to some level of a conclusion, for Dean Phillips to feel like this was the right decision by the commander-in-chief, what has to happen? What do you need to learn?
Well, Chad, you're asking me what I need to learn.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you something that is just broken, right? Now, it's CNN, and so to the folks on the further right, if you want to say I don't believe CNN, you're allowed to have that opinion. But CNN has been reporting this in the last 10 minutes or so. The U.S. military strikes on three of the facilities last weekend did not destroy the core components of the nuclear program, and likely only set it back months, according to an early U.S. intelligence assessment that was described by three people briefed on it. Just one more graph. The assessment, which has not been previously reported, was produced by the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Pentagon's intelligence arms. It is based on battle damage assessment by the CENT command in the aftermath of the strikes.
Well, to answer your question directly, Chad, I have a lot to learn all the time, and don't always get it right. But I got to tell you, you know, anybody who was alive in 1979 during the hostage crisis, anybody who was alive in 1983 and 4 when, of course, Iranian-sponsored terror took about 250 lives of U.S. Marines in Beirut, you know, I can go on through the years and decades about how horrific this regime has been, not just for those in the Middle East and to Israel, but to America and the free world. And what's lost in all this, especially amongst progressives, is Iranians are living under one of the most oppressive regimes in the entire world.
That's a very good point.
And as you know, Chad, this hypocrisy and picking and choosing what group, what community, which minority, which country generates progressive love is a little bit of a question in my mind right now. And at the end of the day, I think it took a bold move to authorize the dropping of our Bunker Buster bombs. I think it was calculated. It was well executed.
Do you agree with
it? At the end of the day, Chad, it's not. And I do agree. You know, look, I've long argued that Congress must reassert itself, its constitutional responsibilities. But there is nobody I see in Congress on either side of the aisle with the courage and the strength to reassert itself. So all it is empty promises and arguments and impeachment threats. And at the end of the day, the president of the United States has a responsibility to take action. Many before him, Democrats and Republicans, have done the same, Chad. We've not declared war through Congress since World War II. So with that said, this was an unusual opportunity. It's been a 50-year threat. And while it may only have set them back months, the message has been sent to the Iranian regime and the entire world that Iran was a Potemkin village, you know, a big roar, not a lot of might. Their proxy system has been completely dismantled, and it puts Iran now in a position where they will have to negotiate. And my hope and expectation is that we have competent members of a negotiating team, Chad, that will actually create the very prospects for peace that the Iranian people want, that Israelis want, and that just about everybody listening wants. We will see. It may have been a great decision, historically great. It also may have been one that maybe in hindsight we'll see didn't pay the dividends that we had hoped for. But I do celebrate the courage. I think this was long overdue, and I think you will see a completely realigned Middle East with the prospects for a prosperous future. And that's all we could hope for, and time will tell.
I have made this point the last couple of days, and let me try it out on you. When the president's own intelligence agency, DNI, headed in some way by Tulsi Gabbard, I say that intentionally, I don't know. When they say in late March that really Iran's nuclear capability has not advanced much further, okay, and so you have that. Then you have the president multiple times dismissing that, but then making this decision. To me, Dean, if the president would have said, yes, you're right, they're not on the verge, but we know what they've been trying to do for decades. There's a reason why these facilities are so guarded. And also all of this, we know Hamas has been deeply degraded by the Israelis. We know Israel had remarkable success against Hezbollah. We know the United States and Israel have had great success against the Houthis. We know Assad is no longer in Syria. We know Russia is preoccupied with Ukraine. We know their air defense system is incredibly compromised. So if President Trump would have said, for all of those reasons, I agree with Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris that Iran cannot have this nuclear capability as a weapon, and so it was a combination of all those reasons why this was the best opportunity, as opposed to saying, oh, we know they're just on the verge right now, when I don't think we do know that, and his own information is saying they weren't.
And at the end of the day, Chad, this is as much about the nuclear facilities as it was and is about the threat to the lives of those that actually participate in that development program. And if you are a nuclear scientist in Iran right now, Chad, are you going to, at least with your own free will, are you going to join the redevelopment team, knowing that a lot of the free world will, probably with Israel's lead, find you and kill you? I mean, think about this. This is not just about destroying bricks and mortar. This is about sending a message to a regime that has been so responsible for miserable bloodshed for years. It was about sending a message that your human resources, your financial resources, their economy, and their military resources are all susceptible to attack and obliteration. And that's why I hope people listening realize when the Iranians sent five or six missiles to attack our base in Iraq just yesterday, they actually warned the Qataris and therefore us that they would be sending the missiles. They did not want it to be a surprise. They didn't want to further provoke, because the Iranian regime knows that they are backed into a corner and they have no way out. So this pressure campaign, the cooperation with Israel, I do believe will pay dividends. And by the way, all the bystanders in the Middle East and frankly most around the world are privately celebrating what has occurred in the last week. And the fact that there is now a ceasefire just days later is both a shock and, frankly, something we should be joyful about, because it indicates that the Iranians may well have realized that they have to make a change, if not for their own people, for their own survival. So If I were president, I do not know what information was available. Based on what is available, I believe I would have made the same decision. And frankly, I believe a number of Democratic presidents would have made the same decision, as many have in the past. So that's my perspective, and I do think it reasserts America's leadership. And frankly, the Chinese right now are looking at their axis of evil, Russia degraded, Iran almost non-existent, leaving them with essentially North Korea as their closest partner. This has much more impact on the geopolitical dynamic in this world right now than most Americans realize, and I do think it will prove to be an important day for the United States if we behave in a manner befitting our great country as we move forward.
This is Dean Phillips. You hear him often on this show. We're going to continue with Dean in a matter of moments right here on the home of the Twins, CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Right back with former 3rd District Congressman Dean Phillips, regular on this show. Again, if you just joined us, CNN about 30 minutes ago or so reporting that the early intelligence assessment and saying there's still more to be done is saying that the attacks Saturday night, our time, may have set back the facilities only for a few months. So let's get to these two parts, then we'll move on to other parts of this. But this is a pretty significant story that's breaking just as we're chatting. What does this do again to folks in the middle who are willing to lean right or left and willing to listen to Donald Trump and they're open-minded, that when the president instantly says we totally obliterated and destroyed these sites, continued to say it yesterday, if this turns out to be true? And also, if you were in Congress today, you were going to receive an intelligence assessment. That was scheduled to happen, and it was canceled. And I can see some people saying, well, yeah, I know why it was canceled, because this early assessment says nothing was completely destroyed, nothing was eliminated. It set them back for only months. On the folks who just automatically aren't, oh, Trump walks on water or Trump's the worst person ever, aren't you asking them to say, now, wait a second, I want to believe my commander-in-chief when this is going on, but if this intelligence is right, he didn't come close to telling us the truth, and now they're not willing to share the information?
Yeah. Well, Chad, you know, two things are often true at once, and one of those is that Donald Trump, in my estimation, is not a competent, principled, effective leader becoming of the United States of America. That's how I feel, and frankly, about half of our country. And on the other hand, I think this action was warranted. I do believe it was foolish to deliver that same mission accomplished speech that George Bush mistakenly made in 2003. And frankly, it's foolish. You can't look at it any other way. The best way, I like the Roosevelt line of, you know, speak softly and carry a big stick, which, by the way, he uttered at the Minnesota State Fair for the first time. That's a whole other story. But that is the America that I know and love. That's what I think most conservatives love. That's very Reagan-esque. And gosh knows, Ronald Reagan wouldn't have made that speech, and I think it was a foolish mistake. All that said, Chad, at the end of the day, whether they were obliterated or whether they were simply impacted, the message to the Iranian regime is clear, that Israel, the United States, and the Western alliance, you know, at free will can decapitate anything that we wish. And had we done another few sorties, I bet we could have completely destroyed these facilities. That's not really the point. The point is to put the Iranians in a position where they have to negotiate a peace agreement that allows for inspectors to visit their facilities and ensure that they are not enriching for a nuclear bomb program, plain and simple. And then furthermore, in return, I do think the Western alliance should relax their sanctions on Iran so that the Iranian people will once again be able to thrive. And if those two things happen, we will then see the possibility of peace in the Middle East. And let's not forget about Gaza. You know, even if one respects Netanyahu's resolve as it relates to Iran, this has been a sad and horrifying loss of life in Gaza by any measure.
Yep.
But this is the first time in, I think, our lifetimes, Chad, and for everybody listening, that we might have a chance to, after having hit rock bottom, to actually rebuild a future that could be more peaceful and prosperous for people who have been oppressed for a long time, and also keep the state of Israel safe. And if you agree with both those statements, it just takes some common sense. It's not about politics. It's not about leftist and rightist. It's just about reason, decency, and pragmatism. And I just wish we had more leaders in the world right now with that perspective. And I'm hopeful that we might have that opportunity now.
The White House has just come out in the last minute or so, strongly pushing back at the CNN claim, say it was leaked, it was classified, it should have been leaked. And finishing, yes, it was total obliteration. So let's see how it plays out. By the way, you mentioned the fair. Dave, remember when Dean told us that, yes, his great friend Woody Harrelson would be at the fair? What day are we going to have an hour with Dean and Woody Harrelson on the show? Is that happening this year? Because you told us it was going to happen. Is it happening this year?
Well, you are so good at putting me in a position where I've got to, make
get it
a
done.
Statement that's going to get me in trouble. So I'm learning now that I'm taking an intermission from politics.
Yeah.
I can say I'm not sure.
Oh,
and you
come
know,
on.
Yeah, I'm gonna be forthright and honest on anything you ask me politically. But when it comes to the very important questions like this one,
that's
I'm
a
just
big
gonna
one.
Have to kind of be. I'm gonna have to be wishy washy.
So in other words, we'll schedule you. You will come out. We know that. We know you'll come back. You know you'll be a part of the show. Yeah. So it's possible that you will walk in. It'll just be you. And we'll be like, great, it's Dean. But it's possible it could be you and Woody.
It's anything's possible, Chad. In fact, I think the State Fair should give me a little commission because as I travel the country.
This is just for WCC Radio.
People.
Yeah, this Woody Harrelson. Let's be clear about this. You, my friend, my very good friend. This is not for Woody to advertise the State Fair, do a media tour. This is a This is a Chad Hartman Show exclusive. I don't want him on the Jordana and whatever his name is show. Alan, whatever that guy's name is. This is just with us. I mean, you're with me, Dave, right?
Of course I'm with you.
I mean, come on.
Tell Woody to bring McConaughey, too. They're tight.
McConaughey, that's fine.
I really just want Woody, though.
I'll tell you, if the fair's willing to maybe offer a vegan corn dog, I'm sure Woody would be there.
I'll get that done.
There's a vegan corn dog just right up the road.
Yeah. And again, once again, the fair is not a part of this.
Pronto Pup.
Yeah.
And Pronto Pup. You can't, there's got to be equity in this, you guys.
Oh, God, yes, for sure. And, Dave, have you heard? I thought I heard guarantee. Did you hear the word guarantee?
It was in there. Yeah.
It was
between the lines or on the lines. I'm not sure, but it was there.
It was there.
Well, good thing you guys record these interviews
podcasts.
And post them online. So,
we dub words in too. Guess what we, and we alter them.
And welcome to the world of AI.
Exactly.
I got to say this though, guys, for everyone listening, the Minnesota State Fair, in my estimation, is one of the last vestiges of what this country and this world needs so much, which is people from all kinds of backgrounds and political perspectives and socioeconomics and even countries coming together with friends and family and eating and enjoying themselves. And it's like I'm an evangelical state fair representative. And I tell every person I meet that in your lifetime, you've got to add the state fair to your bucket list, because it's not just about the food on a stick. It is about rediscovering what we need so badly, which is to show up and meet people and
Friday.
Spend time together. You know, you might remember last year when I was being interviewed by you.
Yes.
Dad, the Republican booth was next door.
Horrible
situation.
There was
an episode there where my brother, who's a physician, helped a man who had collapsed.
Saved his life.
And saved his life, probably, exactly. And but that moment I'll always remember, because, you know, it was, we were met with thoughtfulness and gratitude and decency,
right,
and kindness. And I, you know, I'm sure if the same thing had happened in the Democratic booth, the same, you know, it would have been the same thing. And that happens at the state fair, and we forget why we're Minnesotans and how we do it differently. And God knows, in light of what's happened in the last month in Minnesota, we all have to take a step back first and then towards each other. And what better place to do it than the fair? So
that was code, Dave, for Woody Dean. 1-3,
yeah,
the first Friday of the fair. That's, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll get to work, you guys.
Let's go. Get it done.
It's never about you. Just, I know you just like to use me, and that's fine. I'm used to it, so that's fine.
You're a tramp. Come on. You know. Thank you.
What do you think it was like growing up? What do you think it was like growing up in a family that was in the distilled spirits business when you're about 20 years old?
Oh yeah, 20. Get out of here. Get out of here with 20. How about 16? Okay, get out of here. That's what he said. 20.
I was trying to okay, be a little bit more politically correct, you know, yes, in my old age.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're late. We could talk about a democratic socialist. Come on, New York. Please.
Oi.
Come on.
That's a big oi.
Yeah.
I mean, how about next time?
Yeah, next time we will.
Well, we're going to know today, Chad. We're going to know tonight or tomorrow where this stands. And it's going to be a bellwether for not just the midterms, but I really think the direction of the Democratic Party in the United States of America.
The problem is the other alternative shouldn't be Andrew Cuomo. Right, it's like
no kidding.
There should
no
be.
Kidding.
Yeah,
that's just embarrassing.
That's why I think your party said it for the same stuff. Somebody old and recycled, or somebody too far to the left. That's not the way to go. All right, I
and
appreciate
there you have it. That's the metaphor for the problem, right there. All
that's
right,
it.
Guys.
All right, man. Be good. See you, Dean I'll Phillips. He's fabulous to us. And if there's no Woody, what does he do us?
Gone. Yeah. Don't ever call here again.
Yeah, you're done with us. I mean, you know, I've enjoyed it. It's been a lark. It's been fun, but lose our number. I want to talk Pella. Pella, I'm never going to lose Pella's number, because guess what? Even if you have Pella, by the way, a company celebrating 100 years in business, I'm going to get to a little celebration news in a little bit. If you get those windows, first of all, you get an amazing warranty. You have the best windows in the business. You will have folks come out to your house if you go to PellaNorthland.com, assess your house, tell you probably the plenty of your windows are fine, and tell you others that, okay, probably need to replace. Or how about a slight tinker? Or how about a dramatic change? And by the way, they're not going to say every window has to go. That's not how they work. I did that, and I started it going to the showroom in Plymouth. There's also one near Dave in Woodbury. Again, PellaNorthland.com. 100 years in business right now, the month of June, by the way, 6 days left, 50% off qualifying installations or 0% APR for 36 months. I've been a customer for 20 years, about to move. Pella, windows, of course, of the house. And to celebrate 100 years, I got Pella Fest coming up. Thursday, July 24th, so a month from now, 3:30 to 7. It's in Brooklyn Park. So, fun for the kids, fun for families, fun for adults. You just going to need to go to Pella Northland Info at PellaMN.com. Let me spell that again for Pella Fest. Fun. Some games, some fun. Talk to great people and have a good time. Pella Northland Info at PellaMN.com. Again, it's Thursday, July 24th from 3:30 to 7:30.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Can we talk customer service today?
Oh, yeah. My favorite.
Yeah, let's talk. So I'm not going to identify the place, but it is a place where I will get necessities to our life.
Target. It's Target.
It's not Target, and that's the only answer I'm giving you. And this is a place where, to their credit, they employ some younger individuals. But the other day, there were no adults around at all. Zero. None. And you sort of needed to pay for your items, okay? And there were like four or five teenagers just hanging around talking amongst themselves while the line to the one open aisle was about eight people long. And I had about 30 items. Even though I have the confidence and swagger to use the self-checkout, because if you don't have the confidence and swagger, you do not belong in the self-checkout. But you got to have somebody there if the youngsters are acting like youngsters. And it left a sour taste in my mouth. Does it mean I'm done with the place? No. But Jamie Yukis in that situation. By the way, was I under a big time crunch? Nope. I was fine. Jamie Yukis. Under that situation where normally it's very well run, it's good to see younger kids getting a chance, but in this case they were just talking, giggling, and having fun, and you're waiting and waiting and waiting. What do you think about that one?
So I think this is kind of where I always found Minnesota to be passive-aggressive. Whether they're young, middle-aged, or old, you as the customer have every opportunity to go up and say, hey guys, don't mean to bust up your fun, but I really need to check out. Can you help me right now?
I was giving some strong stares.
No stares. Just go be direct with
people. Oh, they were looking, and eventually they came over. So I didn't completely.
Chad. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, you think I'm passive-aggressive?
Seems like it right here.
Oh, give me a break.
That's super fast. You gave them side eye and expected them to come over.
No, I stared right at
you.
They did. It worked.
Okay, and now you're talking about it and clearly still frustrated by the experience when you could have just been the adult that they needed in the room to go, hey, guys, I need some help. I see you're having a good time. Can you help me?
She's right.
I'm just saying.
Okay. But
incredible weakness on your part.
The idea that I don't speak up in situations is one of the more laughable things I have ever heard in the entirety of my life.
Well, okay. You just gave this example. I didn't give this example. You gave this example.
Yeah, but you both have been around me plenty when I'm speaking my mind in peace.
What happened? Were
you scared of the teenagers? Like, were they scary to you? Like, what? Like, how?
That's it. They were wearing tank tops. They were smoking cigarettes. And I was worried.
Yeah, you know what? I know that's not true because teenagers, like, don't do anything bad anymore because they're so addicted to their phones. They're not paying. Yeah. I'm actually happy to hear that they were talking to one another.
Well, they also, a lot of them had their phones out. Yeah. Okay. So here's another one. I shot somebody here. Is that okay? I mean, was that okay? I walked in. I gave my AK-47. Hey, okay. So again, golf's my deal, right? And I had a couple recent Father's Day golf gifts. One little closer home, the other not really close to home. One store knows exactly what they're doing. One does not. So you're going to like this part because I then asked the one at the other golf store about their clubs. Where are their clubs? And used a particular club to identify. And these two guys are like, these two guys go, what? And I go, you cannot work here at a golf store and not know this. They're like, oh, sorry. I'm like, and I'm kind of joking. I'm like, you really don't know where your hybrids are? And you don't really know what hybrids are? Maybe this guy. So I spoke up there, right there, in a friendly way.
But did you pull up like a picture of what you were looking for, or you like you just shamed them?
No, I sketched it. I sketched it like it was the Mona Lisa, and then I put it on the top like the Sistine Chapel. I mean, I was absolutely calling them out that time. That, I mean, would you have had your whip out? Where are the irons?
Well, did you go to their manager and complain? That would be the line for me. Did you say, like, hey, you have these people working here and they don't know what this golf club is and, like, you failed them?
So if I don't do that, I'm passive-aggressive?
No, I don't. In this instance, it sounds like you're aggressive-aggressive. You shamed them.
I agree. Kind of a jerk move.
I can't win either way. I give the kind of friendly look, and that's not good enough. Then I say it. I wasn't yelling.
You told them they should be fired, basically.
You shouldn't be working at a golf store if you don't know what hybrids are.
You could say, hey, you might want to learn this for future customers.
There you go. I'm in agreement.
Oh, God. Seriously. Both you guys. I hope you roll your ankles later today. You know, come on.
That's so mean.
Yeah, well, that's. Yeah. I didn't want to be passive aggressive.
Just aggressive aggressive.
Okay, yeah. How much? Okay, so let's say it's a store you normally go to. How many times does the service have to be bad before you say, done, finding a competitor?
You know what? I'm going to be really honest with you. I think out here in California, like, when you're talking about stores, like recreation stores, Target, CVS, all that kind of stuff, I just expect the service to be terrible.
That's very passive-aggressive. That is quintessential. I just accept that the service is bad and keep going there like sheep. Dave, come on. That's passive-aggressive, right?
We don't have enough people working is what I was – we just don't. So I expect that when I go in, I'm going to have to hunt for some stuff. I'm probably going to have to, like, seek out an employee if it's something that I'm desperate and need them. Like, even our – you know, the pharmacies here, you have to get somebody to open up, like, the counters just to buy deodorant now. I mean, that's what I'm saying is, like, I just expect it to not have good customer service. However, if I'm at a restaurant, to me that's a completely different experience that you're paying – now, a lot of times, a lot of money to have not only good food, but a good experience. So I do expect good customer service in that realm. I'm not being passive. I'm just saying I don't have any expectations going into stores here anymore, but I do have expectation going into a restaurant. And so I usually give a restaurant, it's like a three strikes and out policy.
I've never understood the restaurants where they make it a part of their kind of persona to where...
Be rude?
Yeah, we're indifferent. You know, that's what you get here. Because there's a place, I'll be quiet on it right now, I'm going to try it again, where the food...
Passive-aggressive again.
Where the food is really good, but my God, I could go home and watch the first five episodes of The Bear, and I think my food might just show up. But that's a part of their deal. Now, Dave Harrigan, how many times do you have to go to a store, which is part of your regular repertoire, and before you would say, I'm done, if the service has dropped?
Well, I'm actually quite a bit like Jamie. I'm self-sufficient when I go to a store. I strap on the boots and get in there and say, you know, if I got to work a little bit here, I don't need everything served to me on a platter. I'm willing to do that, unlike Chad, who goes in with his eyes closed and... Can someone walk me to the hybrids?
Okay. Fairly, what you do in these pharmacies where they just go, you just show up with a hammer, smash the glass, and go, I'm good. I got it. Don't worry about it. Man, seriously. You people are friends. I might need to reevaluate my friends. This has been a big conversation. Big one.
Well, it's been a good one. I'm sure people have thoughts. I'm sure your text line.
I will not look. I'm a wounded bear right now. I'm wounded.
Oh,
I'm limping back to the to hibernate when I've been attacked by like you two and bees. You know, we got. Do you have any killer bees out there? Dave's giving me the traditional middle June killer bees on the loose. Do we have any of those in Southern California?
Not that I'm aware of today, but check in with me again next week.
Yes. Wait a second. So if the phone just rings and rings and rings, we might have determined some killer bees?
Maybe.
Yeah. What are you saying on bees, pro or con?
I'm a huge bee fan that they pollinate our food. We need them. I don't know about killer bees.
I think it's easy to come out. She's passive aggressive, Dave, about the killer bees. She can't make a decision about the killer bees.
I don't think. Do you know what passive aggressive is? I just say that I don't know. Like passive aggressive. No, I'm not being passive aggressive. I literally am saying I don't know.
Yeah, she just wants to meet a killer bee.
Them.
She wants to meet a killer bee?
Yeah, you got
to
meet him. Feel him out a little bit.
That's it. We're done.
Okay, great. Great talking to you. I'm glad we could argue with one another today.
It was fun. You know I love you. See ya.
I love you too. Okay.
Jason will preview his show next. I mean, we're trying to do a show here. I mean, we felt good about it. And Jason comes in, bad segment. That was a bad segment.
I like the Yuka segment so much. We're going to carry it on through the start of the 3 o'clock hour. She's going to continue ripping you.
Yeah.
It's just brutal.
Yeah. And brutal. Then Dave ganged up on me.
Well, that's kind of the bet, isn't it?
I call strikes and balls.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Spade to spade. Right?
I didn't realize John Roberts had entered the room here.
Supreme Court John Roberts?
Yes.
Or Fox News John Roberts?
Both.
Which one?
I think the John Roberts Fox looks like every anchor should look when they're about 65.
That's what I thought, like, as a young man when I wanted to be a news anchor. Like, I was hoping I would look like that. And instead, I look like this. What a disappointment. for everybody involved.
Very uplifting moments
now
here.
Now we sound like the Adam and Jordana show.
Yeah. Well,
10 things about your life you hate. Yeah. Light up the text line. Let's go.
Or when you're 90, what do you want to do?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.